Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Law Crimes! Yay!
Happy 10th anniversary to Age of Sigmar. And to mark the occasion, and we definitely planned this, we have a special guest today. Who's this chappy on the, in the middle? Who's this? Hello, who are you?
Hello, my name is Rob.
Oh, his name is Rob.
Rob, hello, Rob. Welcome to Law Crimes.
Rob of the Honest Wargamer, and also just this last week or so, The Honest Heresy, which is also a channel. So there's lots of cool stuff you guys can check out.
Indeed.
But Hal, what are we talking about today?
Tabletop boys. Oh, I can let the hate flow. Everyone's ready to go. We asked everyone, you know, again, check out our Discord because the brilliant people over in there, you beautiful law criminals, we asked you for, again, it's another episode of We Listen and We Don't Judge, but we listened and we asked for tabletop hot takes. This could be from anything anything to do with the tabletop at the moment. From your, I even asked people to share your horror stories if you need to get it off your chest. And I mean, I will let it speak for itself, really, though. So we've got quite a few to go through, though. And again, really appreciate you guys for putting your responses there. If people want to possibly have their answer featured in another episode in the future, obviously join the Discord. Please do. Are you near 1,000 or something?
We're near 1,000.
Yeah, we're getting there.
It's good. Pretty good. Not too bad for only a few months. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate also the massive amount of pictures making fun of our hairlines.
Quite a few of those.
Every single week. Appreciate the hairline disses. That's been particularly aggressive. And the guy who's making my face snaps in every single piece of Warhammer art that is
ever made. That gets to be a really cool ongoing segment for all of you, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I saw one recently where it was me and Colin as Horus and the Emperor fighting each other. And then there was one where it was a Gene Stealer cult and every one of them was Eli. Like and then one of them was Colin. There's some fun stuff in there. Lots of memes. Also, speaking of memes, I played Total Warhammer for the first time. You can watch my mid-gameplay. Anyway, I tried my best. So, I've had a quick peek at some of the ones we've had. Did you want to start us off, Hal, with the first hot take?
Yes, I do. This one's pretty nice and easy, because this is from another fellow Warhammer creator, though. Mr. Gaming Storyteller, Dutch himself. His first hot take was that if a rule has more than five sentences, I ain't reading all that. I'm sorry that happened, or I'm happy for you. Which is
crazy.
Crazy. This guy hates flavor.
This man would never play the old world.
This guy hates intricacy.
I think it puts a lot of people off, to be fair, doesn't it? I would say...
Not my problem. Learn to read.
That's what books are like. Too many words. That's why famously books suck, because there's too many words.
That's why I can't read. I listen to audiobooks. That's how I do my videos.
We need to make a picture book Warhammer rule book, I think.
A pop-up book would be cool.
Pop-up this Warhammer book.
He's mad. Who is he mad at? The Emperor.
Poor, you know, Horus looking absolutely, you know, innocent and like Handsman 1 start of the book and then absolutely jacked and evil at the end of the book. I'm not sure that's probably, as most Warhammer things, it's not appropriate for kids. But I, as a grown man, will be buying Warhammer things.
Warhammer Kids is right there.
Yeah. And apparently, according to Mr. Bones, quite dark in places. Like, oh, and this character died. Like,
well, yeah, kid gets evaporated by a Necron. They don't show it, but he's on page one, like one panel, he's on page, the next he's just gone. Visibly getting electrocuted in between, I think.
Oh my god.
Can you spell vivisection? Okay.
Whoa, bro.
Wow. The word of the day on Sesame Street is atomized.
Well, that is pretty dark. Speaking of kind of something similar to that, the next one was by Frag, who says, "You don't have to know the lore to enjoy the tabletop."
That's true.
I mean, how do people feel about this one? Because I'm pretty confident that
It's true, but Warhammer isn't actually that good of a game system. So if you don't know the lore, it's not that great, in my opinion. and you can just go play other games that are better.
Well, that's a hot take. I mean,
it's still fun. The models are cool. Yeah. The lore is what makes it really good for me though.
What's your general how much Warhammer lore knowledge would you say you have?
Me.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed my name. I would say, depending on the system, above an average person's amount of lore, but below all of you significantly.
We unfortunately are.
You say that, but
you could probably top me out on the lore.
But I would say that I know literally nothing about Age of Sigmar, and the only reason I know anything about fantasy, which is not much, is because of Colin. But I'll say that I know most of the stuff about 40k. So even in Warhammer as a blanket term, some people are like, I'm kind of an Age of Sigmar fan, or I'm a Warhammer 40k fan, or there are these people who also like Necromunda, and I'm like, I have no idea about Necromunda, but I know everything else in 40k. So
there's all sorts of supremacy.
Would you say, Rob, knowing more lore makes you a better painter, though?
Yes, absolutely. I'd actually say that really helps for you to identify your dudes. I think one of the interesting things about rules and the lore is you obviously want some ludonarrative harmony if it's possible to achieve, but it really is dependent on how complex the system is trying to simulate. It depends, actually. One of the things I think is most interesting in most of the game systems Games Workshop produce, they don't actually ever give you an intentional goal. Is this meant to be a light interface with lore and the setting a la 40k and Age of Sigmar, or is it meant to be an almost simulation representation of an attempted battle, i.e. the Heresy and the Old World? Or is it actually just meant to be because you're a freak like Necromunda? we don't know. It's interesting. I think everyone gets their own thing out of what any of the game systems could be. But I think the lore does make it better, for sure. That's why I play the games.
I'd even add on to that and say something particularly with a lot of the 40k or even most armies, again, there's a reason why people design painting schemes as this is an army painting scheme, because you've got to do a lot of the same guys who look exactly the same. But if you have things like Warcry or Kill Teams, knowing more lore means you can actually make your guy a bit different, or specialize people actually add on, a lot of, if you don't know about certain things with Chaos, you can't necessarily Chaos-y up your, Night Lords Warband or something like that, or little things. I think lore, it definitely helps, but I do agree with the original comment. You don't have to know lore, but it brings what was it, Andy, you said a while ago, a lot of people have used their stuff know correct markings, or certain some people do want their miniatures to be properly accurate.
All my Legion and chapter stuff, it's this goes on this kneecap and this goes here and it's this color scheme for it, but has anyone ever even heard of someone being sorry, your heavy bolter guys aren't actually there, and they've got the wrong tactical marking on their shoulder. They shouldn't be in the has there ever anyone been that nitpicky about the lore and the tabletop, or is that
just
they should be.
I'm sure someone has said that, but then they also have no friends. So
law makes a mistake sometimes as well. Now in Age of Sigmar, Archeon with his sword, the Slayer of Kings, famous through all of fantasy, is Rend 1. But a black coat,
that's not right.
Literally a ghost cart with a wheel. The wheel is Rend 2. So knowing the law makes it worse for me in that situation. So
undead stay winning.
Yeah, baby. Another vampire.
So, sword so blunt you should use it for a horse and carriage. Wow. Oh no.
I guess a lot of things, to make a balanced game, the law is not balanced. So because space means to be winning everything. So
it would be the Eldar would have a movement speed of the table. The Space Marines just don't die. I think someone made a lore accurate Space Marine army.
Movie
once.
Marines.
They made the rule. Yeah. It was 300 points for a tactical Marine.
And then when they are winning, it's like, oh, Leagues of Votan are winning, like, on release. Ah, yeah, stop that. We don't want to support them. We don't want to make more of those. Put them on the burner.
Other way around, though, the faction can have literally no lore, like the Leagues of Votan. All right, model range, and it looks good. But, like, then you'd have to learn about Leagues of Votan lore, and then you almost want to give up on life. So it's almost like you wow.
Is it not good? Now.
That was number one Leagues of Votan.
It's not there. It is not there.
Every Leagues of Votan release is another release that isn't a Primaris Lieutenant. Hal. So we hate them.
I'll have you know they have a.
Pardon me, a Thousand Suns failure guy.
Bro, we got crappy robot like thing. Ugh, already in pain.
Hey, you could be a Grey Knights player.
Yeah, okay. For real.
Moving on to the next one, though. Again, I appreciate everyone. Thank you so much for commenting. This is where it gets a bit more like people have things to say. Yeah. Okay.
A big one.
Yeah. The next one's by Trash Fox, comma, Zarnagrund Degen or Degen. Tabletop hot take. Space Wolves are cooler than half the legions because at least Vikings is a theme you can flesh out more than, you know, in quotes. Oh, we're so stoic and good at building. Obviously, a massive shout out.
You're so real for that.
All right.
BTFO.
One of these days, people will care about the Imperial Fists.
Or, we sure do love stealth, even though we're walking tanks in power armor. And he's like, I'm not even a Space Wolf enjoyer that much. Also, Wolfen get too much of a bad rep for one shite series of sculpts. Werewolf Marines is a cool and absurd concept for 40k that just fits as well as Blood Angels. And then there's another one. It's like, we're vampires and drinks blood because we crave it. Also, for some reason, have a second gene seed defect because Psycho Echo yada yada. There's been plenty of shite first drafts for Warhammer art. And one good new drawing or sculpt could give me the Werewolf Marines I crave. Also, Werewolf Dreadnought is a stupid awesome thing. Motorfang sweeps. Tabletop-ish at least, mainly from the model aesthetic aside.
This guy's so real. This guy's the realest lore criminal on the planet. Bless you. God bless you.
I mean,
what I never understood is Space Marines, if you're a human and a Space Marine lands from the sky, that's quite scary. I don't think that if you have a bat on your shoulder pad, it makes you more scary. Right? It doesn't make me more scared. I'm like, I'm already scared. You're a freak who's landed from the heavens. Like, the bat is actually pretty normal. And I'm okay with that.
He crashes down and then blank stare. And then he goes, ooga booga. And you go, and then you run away. Yeah, yeah. Poor fellas.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, it kind of draws down to like a common thing of like, man, they really do be borrowing lore from everything else except its own thing. Like the idea of original in Warhammer is probably taboo in some sense. Like, it's such a mishmash that it becomes original because it's everything. Mm-hmm. It's literally a, you know, like throw it, like imagine every ingredient in your kitchen and throw it in the pot and it somehow came out good. But definitely, I would say,
is that the Three Stooges? Is that the Three Stooges legal defense? if there's too many lawsuits going through the door, they can't get through.
Bruh. I mean, how do people feel about Wolfen, though? That's a particular thing brought up in the because I hate to bring up the lore side of it because it just still bugs me. Check out our Ragnar episode if you want to have a full thing, but they're not called Wolfen because werewolves. They're called Wolfen because when Primarch Lehman Russ was like, hey, that's all, you know, the Emperor's arrived, let's all become Space Wolves. There was one sadistic, betraying general called Wolfen. And because he had evil in his heart, he turned into a wolf.
Is that what the Arkan Land thing? Yeah, that's really what happened. He was just called Wolfen.
They're not
called Wolfen. The actual like gene defect Wolfen stuff is cool. Sure.
Werewolf Space Marines are
pretty cool, but their models sure do suck. Those are some.
And we can all agree furries are cool. Edition.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's like the only thing about Wolfen, though, we've just had a refresh for Space Wolves. Are we going to get new Wolfen models, or is GW just ignore that? Don't we were on a bit of drugs. New. Don't worry about that.
They're still kind of new, at least for someone like me. Like 7th edition doesn't feel like it was that long ago. They were certainly a mistake.
When you were a child.
Well, I was probably like 16 or 17. But
it was only a decade.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just don't like the wolves.
The only trouble is, sorry, Colin.
Oh no, I don't know. I have little meaningful input because I just don't like the wolves. They're not fun Vikings. There's so much you could do with Vikings and wolf. That's kind of, I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan.
Do people prefer Heresy scheme or 40K scheme?
40K. Heresy is just gray. It's unpainted models, bro.
for Space Wolves.
Yeah. Do you prefer Heresy scheme? Heresy. Or...
I
dig that because obviously there's like the little, like the red accents and a lot of their markings as well. And I think it's like a full army set. I think it looks better. But I'm aware like the newer sculpts for like Logan Grimnar, like all the current Space Wolves stuff, does look pretty damn good.
Mm.
Some of those Heresy models do be looking short and stout.
I think the 40K paint scheme fits better in like a snowing environment. I think they look cooler. Painted up and
there's like
snowy
thing. Yeah.
And the Red Moors look awesome with like the bloody helmet design with the like,
look at me, I like eating raw steak. I love the wolf helmet. I love the wolf helmet, by the way.
No. Okay.
I remember the Horus Heresy ones sucking, but the 40K ones, I still love them.
Well, the only thing is like with the whole like theme stuff, there are some really cool ones. Like I like the Celestial Lines where it's like overt African like culture influence, but there's such an obscure chapter, you never see any of that. But then you'll have something like Space Wolves. It's like, Vikings. Yeah, cool. Can we have like more stuff on this weird, like obscure chapter that has like cool stuff that they don't tap into? And they're like, nah, they don't sell too good. Oh,
that's a shame. What do you do like for Rob? Like, when you do kit bash, like do you do kit bash like much, like generally with like if you're doing Space Marines or anything like that? Have you done that before?
I have just, I'm actually building a Heresy army now for the launch of the new edition. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm doing a bunch of Mark III, excited for doing some Mark II. And I'm really enjoying the Build-A-Bear. Like, oh, this one's going to get a power sword. This one's going to have a gun. So I'm really enjoying that element of it. And I'm really enjoying the granularity of being able to do that in the Heresy versus if you're to try and do that in, like, it doesn't really matter what you have in 40K or AOS at the moment.
Yeah.
And in Old World, it matters. But, you know, a dude on a dragon can have whatever he wants. So it's fine.
When you've got a dragon, all bets are off. I have a shotgun. Why not?
I haven't played Old World, but... I played Old Fantasy, but my friend plays it and he really likes like the generic magic items that you can model onto your models. Like you can put an orc on a flying carpet or something like that.
Yeah. Or that banners. Very fun. Yeah, or generic banners is super fun. Like that's really, really cool. I wish we had more banners generally across all game systems, especially.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm sure all of you know much better than me, but I'm sure there are a bunch of like really famous weapons, guns, armors, and it would be fun to have them as kits that you could buy. And then
you mean you don't want every Chaos Space Marine to have a cursed weapon one and a cursed weapon two? You want this game to be actually interesting? Unbelievable.
Oh bro, there's it's within my soul that I wish to have a Heresy army, but the wallet is not willing. I already have two 40k armies. But it's the in Thousand Suns. In like from the lore side of it, there's a character called Sanact who he has two Kopeshes, and like I think one is like a jackal head silver pommel and the other one's like a golden and like marble inlay, and I'm like, oh, it'd be so cool to have things like specialized weapons on characters and things like that. I think 40k ones, you can only really think of like people kind of like chapter masters or something. Isn't like Logan Grimnar is the only one I can really think of, which is like that's utterly unique to him. Whereas like a lot of them are just like, Gladius.
although there is that poor example of the Votan model that's like a commemorative store anniversary one. Oh, and you can't use it on the tabletop anymore because they updated them in 10th edition and his loadout is not possible. It's like, oh, thanks. This brand new miniature that's like less than a year old, I can't use on my arm anymore.
You pranked.
Whoops.
So comical. So comical. Yeah, Lucius's Lair Blade looks pretty sexy in his model.
I would love to see more of that. Like, but I've been building some dudes and it's super fun, like having all the weapon options. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun to see relics and stuff as something you can actually purchase and give to someone, especially if you themed them around the Legion / chapters. That would be great. Yeah,
that's how the game used to be.
Was it in ninth, Eli, where like you could almost design your own kind of HQ character?
When it would, that was from like, that was in 6th and 7th and 9th. And they just eradicated all things related to war gear in 10th edition. I was kind of in 5th edition too, I think. That's when I started. But yeah, I was kind of absent in 8th. They made the game a little bit good again in 9th, and then they decided that they didn't like doing that in 10th. So,
well, speaking of more hot takes, so we have another one by Actual Vulcan, who says, my hot take is GW's lack of any official practice spaces for the game. So if you don't know how to play or work with like the stat sheet, work with the stat sheet. They do offer it to younger child and then players and occasionally hold events. But when you're someone like me, God, I'm flubbing this up. I'm literally terrible at this. Like me, who doesn't have a play group and is trying to find a space to learn the tabletop side of this hobby and finding actually nothing from the official company who boasts in a come and play attitude, in brackets, at least in my area. It's honestly deflating because it's so hard to insert yourself into whether it's tournaments, official games, or narrative play with experienced players, and you're sitting at the side trying to find a way to play a newbie game. I know there are ways to do it with community spaces or tabletop sim, but GW lacks of a learn to play experience system for older players. It's draining, brackets, especially if you have a new person. Or new person who has anxieties. It's a very fair point. I mean, and how much does people play the tabletop here? Like obviously, I think Eli is probably the most experienced.
Well, I've probably played it the most. Nowadays, though, you probably play more than me. I did play Necrons yesterday, though. I won 90-33, by the way. I balled out. But anyways, I think that's a fair thing to say. But it is kind of just on your local game store to set that stuff up.
Although Rob, you would have some great insight to this, I'm sure, as a man who
hosts
a game or two.
Yeah, I run an event space. I actually run tournaments. I'm running a tournament tomorrow. I ran a tournament last weekend. I run a tournament every weekend. Actually, played last weekend. I am most famous for being a painter. But actually, everything I create is about how to play the games. So this is like my thing, and do that for AOS, Old World, and now Heresy, which is cool. The Games Workshop don't make any money from you learning how to play. In fact, they don't actually even care if you play. It's easier if you don't, because then you don't bring up any issues to them. And so the hot take that they should do it is great, but also we live in a terrible society where money is the only real factor, and if it doesn't make them money, why would they do it? Yeah. But on the community front and the hobby front, like getting people to play games is actually super rewarding, but not necessarily. I mean, I could go into this for probably 12 hours, but like, we don't pay enough for events, as an example, or even to play. Like, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to play at the local hobby store. It's £5 to book the table for the evening. I need you to know you're just stealing off that person. That's just theft.
Yeah.
Like, that's outrageous. Yeah. Like, I don't know where you could go in the world nowadays where you could pay £5 for a tape. Like, a coffee is £5. Like, a beer is £5.
It's more than £5 in London. Like, £6.30. Like,
I don't know where in the world you could spend that money. So, like, there's a really weird situation where people will spend a lot of money on a model. Like, they'll happily buy X amount or a book or whatever it might be, but then to play the game, they won't spend money or time or resources to do it, which is super weird. Like, it's really weird, and I don't really know what the answer is there. I'm not really sure what the answer is.
I'm thinking it could also be like from someone whose gaming circle went from two people to about six in the last like year or two. It's also quite a bit of a, there is a learning curve, because obviously it's not, this is not just an, even, you know, it's not chess. This is more complicated than a lot, you know, just a normal game. Obviously, one of the biggest barriers to entry is often with new people, is that you often, again, like the commenter said, like it makes a good point. There's often a bunch of people who is like, they need someone who's like willing to train you up in some way, or like at least work it out with you. And it's quite difficult to find people that are like, I get it. It's like the new kid on like the first day at school or something. But then you also like, you've not been there for like the whole semester or whatever. Like it does feel like you're a bit behind, but I promise you, like a lot of the time, the intimidation factor is way worse than the actual thing. I'm sure like Rob can attest this. Like people generally are so gassed like to even have someone playing Warhammer with you that they'll be willing to
absolutely
like go and teach you. Like I promise you, like if one of my friends said, "Hey, I could teach you how to play Warhammer," I would immediately like jump out of my seat.
someone to maybe regularly play this damn game with.
Yeah, in my city, the local gaming store does like learn to play days for certain games, and also it has like a Facebook group. So you could just go on the Facebook group and say, "I've never played a game. I'd like to learn Warhammer. Would anyone like to teach me?" And then someone will reply and say, "Yes, I would like to teach you." And then you just like show up at the given time. I mean, they also have a rule book. To be completely fair, you can just read the rule book or watch YouTube videos, but it is a lot easier to learn in person.
I even said, like, especially with like, I know people often, I have a hot take that I probably should have said at the beginning, but like, people's like, I know people often complain a lot about 10th, but I promise you, from someone who's had to teach like four or five people in like this current edition, I would never have been able to do that in previous editions, like to the level that, you know, I didn't to get them up to speed as I have done now. It is, again, this edition is for newbie players, like, so it's obviously not perfect for everybody, but I promise you, it's so, and even someone who like plays the game, like people who have played it a lot still get the rules wrong or like you don't remember what all your pieces do. Mm-hmm. Like it just, you're not gonna, no one's that good at the game necessarily like all the time. Like even people who you literally play like probably like every week or something, they still do silly mistakes, like because there's so much going on. So don't feel bad about not being like, "Oh, I'm gonna mess up," but it's like, it's okay, because it's just a game, it's not that serious. Like it's just Warhammer, it's fun.
I have a take. I learned Warhammer when I was 10 years old, and it was fine. I learned from playing with my other 10-year-old friend in the old complicated editions, and it was fine. I was a 10-year-old child, and I figured it out.
Caveat, because I'm an old man these days. I grew up playing the Pokemon trading card game. And at my school, I was the only one who knew how to play, because most of the guys I knew would be like, "Oh, mate, I got Charizard. That means I win because it's 120 damage." I'm like,
"Actually, no, you need fire energy cards to use that. You need four." I was like,
"Shut up, nerd." I'm like, So like, wow. I understand your point, but also there is a caveat where some people like me, I'm trying to play Total Warhammer. It's not going well. Can you tell? In a few seconds, it's going to swap to Space Marine 2, because I can just go, "Oh," and just punch things. So like that's the dichotomy of like a tabletop game, like any Warhammer game. There's density of rules that there's always a precipice to cover, where like you have to know this much to enter. And if it's quite steep, a lot of people will be like, "Oh, that's a lot of rules."
You could always start really small with Warhammer, though. Like the box sets that they made. The old box sets that were two factions fighting were designed for you to teach yourself and learn the game. And they were like pretty, like I said, I was a 10-year-old child and we played Assault on Black Reach, and maybe we didn't do it that well, but we still figured it out by ourselves. And you just like go up and up and up from there. You don't start with a 2000 point army, because back then the game was designed to play at any points level and be fun. But
the most common question I get asked when I stream Monday to Friday, about just playing the game, about different game systems. Most common question I get asked all the time is like, hey, what's good? And I'm always like, not you. Like that, like, because it takes a lot of work and effort. I had a just really funny moment. I was in Sweden covering an event, like live streaming one of the events, and the Swedish guys that flew me over, they said, Rob, what does it take to be good at Warhammer?
Hello, Rob. You do the accent? How do I play the game?
Rob, how do you? I can't do it. They were asking me. Said, Rob, what does it take to be good at Warhammer? And I've covered multiple like international world championships, like live stream them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I've got a good read on this. And I said, well, to be good at Warhammer, you just have to read a lot, practice a lot, play a lot, and try really hard. To be great at Warhammer, you have to be mentally unwell. Like,
if you want to be a YouTuber. Hello, folks. Segway.
Family, yeah. Friends, nada.
Yeah. Like, do you wake up in the morning and that's all you think about? Do you go to sleep at night? I know people who don't sleep because they're thinking about the match in the morning. That's not okay. Do you do that? No. Just relax. Just have fun with your guys. That's easy.
Yeah.
Especially
with the game. I think it's harder. I think it might at least in 9th edition, it definitely was. This edition, I'd say it's almost harder to be really good at it than it was before, because it's less about like just making a cool army and like being good at that. And it's more about just doing homework and knowing like every part of the game and every mission and every deployment and every stratagem and et cetera. Like when I did really good in my tournaments in 9th edition, I had to spend hours. Of hours and hours of homework. I couldn't just like go out and practice the game and be good. I had to learn about all the freaking armies, learn my 20 stratagems, learn exactly how to play my specific sub faction of the game. Like, oh my gosh, it takes
Warhammer's
so much
time. Yeah, they lied to you. Like, you bought a box for £100. I'm sorry, they lied. That is not like, easy.
Like, getting good almost felt more like practicing math than it did actually like practicing a game. Whereas back in the day,
a game of Warhammer is like a test. Like, oh, I hope I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was more like studying and doing a math problem. The game feels a lot more like a math equation now than it ever has to me.
Could have talked to girls instead of being, you know, but being good at Warhammer is a funny way out there. Do we only should go for the donos, Andy? Just think
we have some donations. So I'll start us off. Donkey Man USA for 5. Stream 1 minute late due to Hal Gooning to his Ahriman Mephiston kit bash. Correct.
Oh. Yep. Wow. Okay. We don't need to see it. We don't need to see it.
Bro. Colin, the time is nigh.
It's the fourth of July. Yeah. See, even says don't wear a green hat today, or you'll be put down on the street like a dog for being mistaken as Iron. What?
Jesus.
What? I give you one last week. Happy Trader Day, boy.
Just for reference, to keep you apprised, Rob, this particular viewer has been watching the show for the last about 2 months, and every week the title of their channel is Colin will wear a hat in 8 weeks, 7 weeks, 6 weeks, and then last week it hit zero, and there was no green hat, so very disappointed in Colin, and now the reprisal is due. But thank you for the donation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Tom Warren says, I can't catch live, but happy Freedom Day, boys. Happy July 4th for everyone.
Happy America Day.
Happy Canada Day a few days ago, also, chat.
Oh, this is specifically for Colin, this one, I think, here.
Yeah. I love these messages. Even the better, crazy Scotsman. Hey, Colin, when are you going to do the thankful video? We need the lore of the greatest of the Skaven. Look. It'll get here when it gets here. Mm-hmm. As with every other video I make, it'll happen when it happens.
This one from Gregor M. I know why. We had 69 viewers earlier, so they've donated 699.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Appreciate it.
Cool.
69.
One of our Discord members, Chaotic Noom, for 5 Ns. Morning, everyone. Each of you will get a wedding dress sketch snuck in the Discord very soon.
Oh, thank
also,
you.
Also, Treezy and Oswen, love you. I anticipate the wedding dress sketches. That is all I can say.
Does Treezy and Oswen mean unfallen from Endless Space 2?
Could I also have
I'm going to pretend that it
earrings, please. I like my hoop earrings. oversized
and big glasses.
Oh god, Shalaxy's wettest gripper for two Canadian. That is a title every time. Five star person making dress picks. Can you add yum thigh?
This is our chat, by the way. Rob, I hope you enjoy it.
Donkey Man for $2. The unhinged Howl supercut is 47 minutes. Going
actually crazy. Wow.
Is it actually all of him saying funny things?
Well, you have to premiere it on Lore Crimes channel when you're done.
And it's transcending to your channel, to Lore Crimes, to AA. It's everything you've ever said. It's quite impressive to see so far.
The Dank Apostle, thank you for the 14 czar. GW needs to renew Chaos Furries. Yeah, they do.
Was that real?
Chaos Melanids? What? Was that just a naughty wolf? And I don't know. Thanos. Wow. It's actually Thanos. Amazing.
Thank you for the 15 mock. This money should be going to my dying son's medical bills. Joke's on him. I've got my priorities in order. Love you all. Wow, love you too. Best wishes to your dying son. Hope that you can find the medical bills.
I'm sure I'll understand.
My word. As someone who's from Woten, DKK20, as someone that's barely played EVA, AOS is better than 40k. Now, look, I know it's 10th anniversary day, but I will not let this slander go.
Correct.
The game is better. The gateway came in tonight. I'm pretty sure AOS now is better than 10th edition from what I've heard.
Really, for $10?
Does anyone even like 10th edition?
Got to be behind a cash register on the 4th. Can I get a Blessed Sigma? Ooh. Colin, that's what they
do. Oh, you want me to do the Salt Spire voice?
Yeah.
Blessed Sigma.
he says, also, hi, Rob. I like your Battle Tome reviews, and I now have almost 2,000 points of unpainted soul blight. In brackets, such is his power.
I did one just before I came on the show.
Nice. So we've got a big one.
Nagash.
Glass Laughter for $20.
Thank you very much.
Here is character hot take. Sanguinius should have been the second most human Primarch. With an arc of struggle with his identity, purpose, and his own mutation, he should have been a Nietzsche-type theme, but writers can write. I don't know if GW can handle Nietzsche in subtext in a dystopian sense. Oh no, GW. The guys who called a Primarch burb. I don't know. I don't know if they can handle it.
Iron Hand of the Iron Hand. Yes,
this seems a little too high IQ for highbrow GW writers, unfortunately.
Maybe a fanfic.
Oh, and again.
Oh, and another one.
$10. Thanks so much, man. Sanguinius hot take continued. Sanguinius should have had an adoptive mom instead of a dad and an adoptive brother who was like Horus but died on Baal when Sanguinius liberated it.
Respectable.
Sangmummius. I mean, wow.
Sangmummius.
Ooh. Like Gillimum, you know.
Mums are the best in Warhammer. Thank you for the 220 TRY.
Hello, Light.
Shout out Soul Drinkers. One thing, I don't think that GW would release a model in a box set and just refuse to sell that model as its own box. So real, like I was just thinking about this. Like Obliterators are still stuck with that spider, and GW just let me buy Greater Possessed. I don't want recast. Yeah, it's so real. I seriously, Obliterators have been in that box since 8th edition. That's like 8 years now. Oh my gosh, that is 8 years, isn't it? No, not quite.
You will buy a combat patrol if you want one of the models in it.
Yeah.
Poor fellas. Caleb Collins, happy one-upping the Brits, everyone. Ooh, EU sucks.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Oh, dear.
Ashbox for $5. That time again, Quickfire Smash or Pass, Centurion Smash, Coldstar Battlesuit Pass, Wraithlord Smash, Shadow Sun's Battlesuit Smash, brackets, she sat in it.
Wow. Crazy message. Thank you.
Literally, is anyone else hearing that in the Dagoth voice as well every time?
Nerevar, would you smash or pass? Mm-hmm. And last one from Set for 199. Happy first of 65 Liberties Days. Thanks, UK. Okay, mini UK. I say mini UK. It's like UK 2.0. You're welcome.
Brother, you fit in Illinois.
bro, my home country fits in the UK in that ratio. It's like you could fit it in the UK like 100,000 times or something silly.
Because your country is this big.
Yeah. Mine's like Right, who's doing the next batch of hot takes?
Colin, I do have ones that are particularly more your vibe.
All right.
Next one is by Nachtioville.
Nachtioville. Is there repeats here? I feel like no. Never mind. I was.
That's just a lot.
Yeah. Probably not really a hot take about GW. Games Workshop is a parasocial cult that sells you paint in a box.
That's real.
They aren't a minis manufacturer. It's a, good lord, there's a lot of big words here. It's a parasitic empire built on artificial scarcity, weaponized nostalgia, and the ritual exploitation of a masochistic fan base. It doesn't sell models, it sells penis disguised as prestige. You should write for 40K.
It's not even halfway. Oh my god.
I know. Pick smaller. Write less words. They have developed a system where abuse is part of the appeal. The prices go up with every release. The kits get thinner and thinner. And sometimes I have the feeling the rules updates are just designed to make your army obsolete before the paint dries. Uh-huh. You were a Beastman player, weren't you? They lure you in with cool new models, then shift the meta and charge another 200 euros or local equivalent to stay viable. And we smile through it all. What makes it worse, they know exactly what they're doing, and they've convinced players that suffering, be it financial, emotional, or logistical, is not only normal but necessary. We're not buying models, we're buying permission to be long, and GW makes sure it always hurts. Good lord.
Damn, there was a lot of pain in that person. Message.
That was a real message right there.
That's hurt.
I think James Workshop like punched her in the throat.
This is why you find a couple friends who want to just play 6th edition with you, and you just play 6th edition forever, and you never worry about new Warhammer ever again. And you play it once every few months with your brother-in-law because that's his favorite, because he doesn't want to play the old games, and that's fine.
I assume that it boils down to like the issue is like the meta is always changing like every 2 months or something, isn't it?
Because that's what makes W money.
So Old World came out 18 months ago, and with the exception of like the releasing of new army books, which weren't new, they were addendums, if that makes sense, additions in the Arcane journals. The meta has had a very evolving playstyle, mainly because of two different reasons. Number one, production meta is a real thing. So like if I take a lot of infantry and you can't kill that, you have to build, paint, and take something that kills some of my infantry. But Games Workshop have had basically no input in 18 months of a game system, like outside of releasing some rules, like, but not like the continual cycle that I think a lot of people get upset with for 40K and Age of Sigmar. Yeah. And it has continued to develop and change because if a bunch of people around me are all running beastmen and they're going to ambush me in the flank, well, now I'm going to be a bit, I'm going to do something, build something new that's going to try and stop that from happening. And so, like, even the concept that Games Workshop just updated the meta is not, like, that's not the factor. There's so many actual factors, but it's such an easy whine button to press to just be like, ah, oh, did they change the rule? I'm like, did you read it in the first time? I doubt you read it the first time. So, like, you listened to someone on YouTube say it was good, then you heard some say it changed it, and then it's not good, and you made no decisions on your own, and you didn't even go and meet your friend and play a game. That's a terrible life to live. Just go play some games.
I have never stopped using a model because of a GW rule change. I think that's a psyop. That's a huge psyop. Who cares? If you're good at the game, you'll make it work.
I will say, like, I do agree to some level that, like, a lot of, there's, you know, every now and again they'll be like, this model, I noticed this model on the web store was never sold out once and suddenly it's cracked. I wonder what this what inspired this. But that being like, a lot of the time it is naturally evolving, I guess, you know, like you were saying, Rob, where it's like, well, it's,
I guess I was talking about something. I always talk about something called the production meta, like Cathay's just come out. It's a good conversation about balloons are too strong, which is also really funny, the concept that balloons might be too strong.
Balloons.
Not the balloons.
Here's Archaon, the greatest fighter of chaos. Also, balloon.
Yeah,
they're balloon. Coming at us slowly and menacingly.
And in a random direction.
Yeah.
No.
A strong gust, and they're going away.
But if you've seen the balloons, it would take you so long to hobby up five balloons. That by the time maybe
you'd be there forever.
Yeah. Right? So by the time you've done that, who knows?
And the people who bring stuff like that, generally people don't want to play with them.
Like, oh no, I don't think that's true. The five balloons is a great theme. Like if someone turned up with five balloons, I'd be pumped. I'd be like, that looks cool as hell. Mm. Like, can I kill that balloon? It's tougher than a sentinel. That's so weird.
Wait, what?
But people, I mean, not what? Like that. But people who aren't playing for theme, people who take what's playing good at the moment, they spam what's good. They're generally not the kind of people who you enjoy playing with.
I think that's like 0.1% of the population.
I know it is, but where I live, it's somehow like 50%.
They all live here.
It's crazy.
Whoa. All your friends.
My friend, I don't play at my local game store anymore. I play with just my friend group. It's crazy. The community in my small city is like the worst in the whole province that I live in. It's super weird. There's a huge scandal in the Age of Sigmar League that had like a ton of cheating and people trying to get lists out. Like, it's crazy. There's been people who have been banned from tournaments because they're so bad at like doing things like this. Maybe it just hits too close to home. People like that. But
that sounds weird.
Yeah, I know that should be the minority. In the city over from us that's bigger than us, it is the minority. In our 100,000 population city, there's somehow the concentration of people like this here. It's crazy.
I think if people are particularly worried about like, oh my god, Space Marines are almost like the worst when it comes to like horrific meta changes all the time. If you're really, really like, again, like overly concerned about something like this, just pick an army that doesn't actually have a very large range, because it means like there is no like for someone who plays Thousand Suns, my range is like, I get, it's only half a range really, but I only need to get Rubric Marines. I have a Magnus. Maybe the Terminators are useful every once in a while, but like I always will bring the same like units, like, and no matter what, like they'll always be good because the army is so small. Yeah. So if you're playing Space Marines, like it's almost like you're always on catch up because then the new models come out and then, oh, you know, they're pretty good. And then, oh my God, the meta change. And then it turns out Stern Guard, which were terrible at the beginning of 10th, are now really good. It's like,
it just depends on your community, I feel like. Like if your whole community is super competitive and cutthroat, then like, yeah, these meta changes will matter and you might start losing every game. But if you're just playing with like some friends, it's not gonna be the end of the world.
Look out for the cutthroat Canadians.
Whoa. I just like to say that as someone who operates specifically at the very spear tip of competitive gaming, at least two game systems, they're the nicest people you can play.
Yeah.
Like hands down, because they lose enough or play enough that like a game, they only want to play a fair game. And sure, there is a small percentage of people that are an issue, but that's only a small percentage of people. But like, my advocacy for those people is always, they're the nicest people. I just, a moment ago, was cleaning the venue for an event the weekend. Three of them are playing tomorrow. Help me like hoover and mop the floor. Tomorrow, if there's someone who's new, they'll teach them how to play. They're the nicest people. Like, so like, it's a bit of a misnomer that like that the people who are very competitive are the worst. They're actually the nicest. And you only really have I don't play. I live in Nottingham. I never go to Warhammer World to play. Because it's only full of weird freaks who like emerge from their basement. And they're like, I'm playing at Warhammer World. Yeah. And I'm like, can you be a human being?
There like 2 weeks ago. Wow.
tournament players I've had the best experience with, personally.
Yeah.
They are the nice. But then when the local store is running like a league or something, like an ongoing thing. That's where all the awful, terrible people come out, and they're bringing, these are the people who pull up with the 6 Catan shards. And if you pull up to a game, you can always just say, you win, I don't want to play this game, and then go do something that you'll actually have fun with. Like, if the people aren't there to also have fun playing the game, you don't need, like, don't give them your time.
There's no one can legally make you play a game of Warhammer.
Just go home.
Yeah. I like what Rob was saying about Old World, and I think that would be nice in 40K, because I know in Old World the meta doesn't like drastically change from GW decisions. I know an FAQ just recently came out, but like the meta should change just with how your local people play the game, and like with random community people figuring stuff out. It shouldn't change with GW messing with your models and the rule set every 2 months. Because in 40K, it is an obvious just like money scheme and cash grab. Let's get a shout out to the 75% Tzeentch Demon win rate back in 8th edition and stuff like that. Like, but at the end of the day, that 75% Tzeentch win rate never actually affected me. I never played a Tzeentch against a Tzeentch army. And like, so it's really, it's about perspective, I guess. It should be local. The local meta should be what
main takeaway from Rob is that if you go to Warhammer World, expect to see some mutated creatures who profess to be good at tabletop.
But also, shout out to the event organizer, Steve. He's a doll. He has to put up with the worst things. He's lovely.
He has to put up with the worst people imaginable.
The worst people.
Oh, no.
The next one there, Colin, did you see that one by... this is such a fantastic name.
Swift Paints?
No, Thugless.
No, that's Thugless El Basso. That's right.
Amazing name.
Vehicles suck post 8th edition, which I don't know if it's a hot take or not, but dang it, it just turns units with their own types of movement and firing solutions into regular units, but big, and you might as well not have vehicles in your war game. I also
That's a little drastic. That's a little drastic at the end.
I also stopped playing regular 40K because playing against Marines for the 15th time in a row gets tiring after a while, at least to me. Mm. Oh, Eli, you're really going to like this next one. As for a final take, custodians should not be their own army.
Yeah, baby!
They should at most be auxiliary units to any Imperial armies, but because GW doesn't know how to make that a thing, they just had to give us another flavor of Space Marines.
Custodes and Knights should not be a freaking army. They should be allies only.
And then, quote, but you see, those super-duper Space Marines are so much better than the Super Space Marines and not redundant at all.
Oh, my gosh. So real. That's a pretty real comment. I still think vehicles have a place, but...
Flyers could use some help.
Yeah, flyers are so hard to balance.
But, yeah.
But I do agree. I like in Bolt Action, the World War II game, it's like random experimental super old rules, but how they do it is your flyer comes in, does a strafing run and shoots at somebody, and then goes in back into reserves for a turn, and then the turn after that comes in again and only stays on the table for one turn and then leaves. I think that's kind of cool and pretty realistic, but flyers are hard to balance.
I think the GWs hates them anyway, don't they? Like, they always make them kind of dog shit.
Well, they were like this big thing in 7th edition, and then my friend brought like 6 flyers against me, and it was so awful and not fun. And it's like, why are we even playing this game? Like, I hit all of your models on 6+. It's like ridiculous, but I
do have a point with the vehicles thing, because particularly in 10th, it is a lot, like, it is very vehicle heavy in a lot of places, and like, particularly if someone's like new to this, like, you don't necessarily have a lot of anti-vehicle, like, you don't have all the right units that are like equipped for that, so like a lot of time it just feels like you're playing into like just a massive brick of people, and you like it, like, it's like, you know that you can't like enjoy the game to its fullest because it's basically just you being slowly shot off the board the entire game.
That was also like, that was still kind of a problem back in the day too.
I think vehicles should be like HQs.
Limitations, because there was detachment. There was a combined arms detachment.
There's a thing of like in like you can't bring a certain number of too many units of same variety. There should be a thing of like you can't bring more than a set amount of vehicles unless it's a certain detachment.
I mean, that's pretty much what everything. That's pretty much what it was like before 8th edition.
That's old world, baby.
You can only, it depends on what armor you played though. Cause like, but realistically back in the day, your good, strong, tough vehicles were heavy supports and you could have a maximum of 3 heavy supports. And then 7th edition made formations and ruined the game for everyone. But before that, there was limitations.
To make you happy, Eli, should we make a new army that's just Imperial Knights and Custodians? That would solve the problem.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I think it'll work.
Combat patrol bird in hell.
I do miss armor values. I do miss armor facing values. I kind of miss the new damage table. Yeah, I know.
And you know that there are 14 stats on just a data sheet alone.
I do want to play Heresy. The problem is I mostly have Xenos armies and I don't always like playing Space Marines again and again and again.
You could play Solar Auxilia, Admech, Militia.
True. Yeah. And I found fan rules for Eldar. And I've also heard that they updated the vehicle damage charts, that it's not like soul crushing anymore. but they still kept armor values. It sounds like a really great game. It sounds like they just added, made what 40K should have been.
Yeah, they added a mini game sub phase to just Jewels. That's like awesome. Potentially you might get into a normal game and then have to do a 45-minute duel. It's completely unrealistic. Like it's insane. It's
to be fair, that's max that's of how ego. Some of the books it's, go. To be fair, yes, it's brilliant. Like, oh, here's like some, oh, the, this, they went forward and then like, oh, and then Saul Tarvitz and Lucius had a fight. Like, yeah.
I want to play 30K. Like. I should. It just sounds like they fixed everything wrong about 7th edition and made the game good. desire it.
Bro's feeling it. Should we do one from Eli here? Do you see the one which is by just two below? It's called Funny Random Name, literally. Funny Random Name.
My tabletop hot take. The Guard Combat Patrol's utter dog doo-doo. Yes, that's correct, because every combat patrol now is utter dog doo-doo. The Guard is known for three things: tanks, human waves, and artillery. So why in the actual Kentucky Fried Foot does it contain mostly horses and like 15 guard? At least with the last one, it has some guard. But this is, Mom, can we get Death Riders? No, we have Death Riders at home. Death Riders at home. Yeah, it's because they weren't selling enough horses, so they needed to put them in there. It's for being realistic. And also, combat patrols mostly all suck now. The Eldar one is almost passable, but
it's a shame because, like, addition to go, it's like Age of Sigmar has obviously Spearhead, and that looks like such a better take on how they make, you know, but like combat.
Well, combat patrols were good 1 year ago, 2 years ago, whenever they were fine, they were a great deal, and now they suck. The Imperial Guard one is like 300 points, I'm pretty sure. It's abysmal.
Start collecting was great,
yeah. Combat, and they before that they were battle forces. Like,
God, I need to play Spearhead though. Like, I need to play Spearhead just so I can get a good.
I have a Spearhead general. It's good.
I never like. I'm worried. Like, is that thing of like once you've tasted like the certain meal, now every other meal tastes bad or something? Like, now I know how good that is. I'm like, oh no! All these models I have, and they're all useless because I want to play Spearhead.
We got Cookie Yuskrum in the chat. The old GSC Combat Patrol made the army actually affordable. That one and the Sisters of Battle and the Drukhari Combat Patrols might be the best deals GW has ever made in ever history.
Grey Knights as well. The old Grey Knight one, which just got murdered. But the old Grey Knight one had Dreadknight. It had 5 strike squad, which could also be pure because obviously half the Grey Knight army can convert into the other half of the Grey Knight army. Mm. That could be purifiers, and then if 5 terminators, and then I think that might have been it. But man, like, I think 3 boxes of that is a 2,000 point army, or even more than 2,000 points. Wow. That's crazy. Like, you could basically have a whole army for like, and if you got it on like a discount store, you could basically have a whole army for like £250.
Yeah,
I have as a hot take related semi to the Grey Knight combat, the old one.
Ooh, hello.
I think the baby carrier is a great model.
Base, so real. He's so real.
I love the baby carrier.
Go further with that. The old Grey Knight models are the coolest models. Some of the coolest models in Warhammer 40K. I don't care if they're too small. I don't care if they're smaller than Primaris Space Marines. They're really cool, and they deserve to be loved.
The legs look janky. The legs look janky in real life.
I don't care.
What's wrong with the pointy helmets?
No, I like them. I like them.
Hal hates short people. Hal hates short people, confirmed.
He's classist, he's racist, he hates people.
if you have weird knees, he hates you too. It's you
know, weird knees, folks. Who has weird knees? Or they bend the other way.
Hal hates elites. Hal hates the Sting Healy.
Oh, Halo slander.
Georgie, one last one, Eli, which is from the one just below the one you did by is by Gold Jaw.
Yes. Shout out to this guy with the DFTDG avatar. Primaris units have broken the design philosophy of the Imperium of Man. In old editions, Imperium had a set design philosophy: simple, robust, strong. This is shown in their ships being massive cathedrals that are modular and have pieces added on over the years. This is how Artificer armor works: a baseline armor with slight alterations over centuries. Primaris Marines, they each have a specialization and weapon profile that is unique to itself. That's Eldar design. This leads to massive bloat that could have been avoided with tactical squads. This leads into another rant about how the Drukhari Codex is the best Codex size. Yeah, that's pretty real. I hate Primaris Marines. I've accepted them, but I never liked them. And each squad, each Primaris. Having 10 squads and their entire gimmick is we all have one type of weapon is very, very annoying.
But you need to consume like the plastic.
Very lame.
I miss asking.
We have Devastator squads for a reason. The Codex Astartes has already laid this all out for us. We have Devastator squads. We have Assault squads. You can give your Tactical Marines a few extra special weapons so that they can do some special jobs. You don't need a Flamer unit, a Laz Cannon unit, a Rocket Launcher unit. Like, it's just ridiculous. I just hate it.
But they got cool armor. I like him.
Can I ask a question relating to Primaris Marines as a not lore YouTuber? So my hot take is that I think Games Workshop are pretty audacious to content strike people when they're the biggest IP thieves we've ever seen in gaming. So that's my question to the panel: are they the biggest IP thieves in gaming?
Yes,
they got to be. They have to be, like, surely. I can't think of anyone else.
Primaris is just Star Wars 1, right? Like, they find a clone army on the moon, on Geonosis, and then Thingy is, whatever his name is just the guy that makes the clones. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty real.
I mean, we put it like that.
The entirety of Warhammer history, half of it is just Dune lore, like...
And real life, like, oh, Lionel Johnson. Where did you get that from, fellas? Definitely not an English poet.
Definitely not a guy.
I don't think they shy away from...
Who's Edgar Allan Poe? Never heard of him.
Right, God.
What is a Judge Dredd?
Or my favorite recent video that I did was Alexandros the Great, who is a canon character now.
Yeah.
Bruh. For the Sons of Dawn chapter.
It is truly ironic, though, that they crack down so hard on these fan people.
Well, it was when they had to go at the BattleTech. There was a BattleTech channel who was doing merch, and one of the designs of BattleTech War Machines is called a Warhammer, so they got struck with a copyright notice. Like, it's not even the same IP. It's just called a Warhammer.
Yeah, you also don't own the concept of a hammer that kills people in war. Seriously.
Robert Baratheon is seething. But yeah, it's pretty ironic.
They're pretty, as much as like, is it unique? That's the question it boils down to. Is like, again, like the analogy we used earlier, is all the ingredients, you know, did you basically make a new dish when you put the ingredients of so many other things together in one thing? I mean, like, who owns the IP to vampires? I don't know who kind of would for that.
Van Helsing.
Werewolves, like, who would own that in some way? And it's like it's different because, like, from obviously like a design and like, you know, like the macro Warhammer is basically it is everything it's everything else, but then obviously like when we who guys do like lore stuff, we're reading things where like someone has written an original story throughout the, and maybe they use inspiration from other things, but like it's difficult because again on the lore side of it they're pretty good at it. The model side of it is like, wow, could I get my Greco-Roman inspired space marine, please? Oh, wait, all the other, you know, it's very, I don't know. I don't feel like it's not blatant, but it's also like, I don't know if they have much of a high horse to be on. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think they're even that good at the lore side of it.
Yeah.
Because everything nowadays is just a continuation of like, you know, 30-year-old things, which they've filed the serial numbers off by this point, but like the Arbites are still just Judge Dredd. Mm-hmm. Like,
although was I the only one who did a bit of an eye roll when we were back at Armageddon again? Though that was my thing. I was just like,
oh,
Armageddon,
that's three wasn't so enough. Goofy.
Can I tell you a quick story about this? I used to work for Games Workshop. I was the live stream presenter, and I would interview different people every week. And I had on an author. I won't say who, because that's not fair. And I, before the show, was like, I'm going to ask you a load of questions. It's great. I was like, okay. So then, and I had carte blanche. I had no oversight. FYI, it was a crazy time. I launched like the whole of like 8th edition just off the top of my own head. Wow. I was like, this is what we're doing. Anyway, so I interviewed this author and I asked a question. I said, hey, it would be super cool if you could tell me other books, you know, other sci-fi series or, well, I was kind of narrowing it down a bit, but, you know, things that you may have read that influence you or that, you know, you really like outside of Warhammer. And they were like, no, I've only read Warhammer. And I was like, hey, it's really okay. Like, we're allowed to talk about the fact that you have other influences. It'll humanize you to the audience, you know? And he's like, no, I've actually only read Warhammer. And I was like, I'm not an author. And I've read more books than you've read. I still think about that today. Just the confidence on his face, the smile. He's like, no, I've already read Warhammer. I was like, that's terrible.
Crazy. That is
crazy.
Oh my gosh.
That's unbelievable. It's like going, I'm a movie director. Oh, what have you, outside of the Marvel universe with your new film, what have you? No, I've only watched
only Marvel.
I hope that's like Marvel. A contractual thing and that's not that he was lying.
Because it was, like I say, it was very free form.
Yeah.
Like, unless he was genuinely terrified that a manager would watch and be like, oh no, you said you read Ian Banks, you're a monster.
To be fair, Rob, were you in a room with one-sided glass with a guy from GW sharpening a knife on the other side? Was that the environment?
Actually, you know? No, I was just in the gaming hall, actually, just on a comfy chair. That's a weird situation. Comfy chair.
Yeah. That might be a really weird like view of like writing then if you've only read it from like a Warhammer.
You know what? That would make so much sense. If that would make so much sense for Warhammer novels, honestly.
That was only that author as an
example. Yeah.
Is he pretty is he still there?
Yeah, for sure.
I can guess who that is.
Al's trying to narrow it
down.
I'll
tell you after.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after. It'll be a secret.
If it is who I think it is, I'm actually going to lose it.
Dune and go, wait, man, this ripped off Warhammer.
But then again, there's like one of my favorite authors is James Swallow. And like, I know he's done stuff for like Star Trek and all sorts. And it's like, sometimes you'll watch, like you go on Amazon, you'll buy like an audiobook or a Kindle book that I get, and I'll be like, oh, he did this series as well, or this franchise? That's interesting. Huh. Just like the idea is like, no, just one.
I mean, it is crazy that even the greatest of them, Dan Abnett, was able to put a Yu-Gi-Oh card game in the final fight between Horus and himself. And I'm not even joking. Like, there's a literal point where, like, their battle shatters across dimensions and time to the point in which like one of them is like they're arguing, one of them is like they're literally ripping each other apart, and the other one is like they're literally playing a card game. So like, like that's how like it just breaks the universe to that level.
So you basically, for people who haven't read the book, it's like, the war, Horus is going, I'm gonna gut you, Emperor, I'm gonna kill you, and then the Emperor goes, Rook to King 4. I don't really remember much of the third book, to be honest, because so much of it was just like describing a fight. And I think there's something to be said about like some books I've read for Warhammer are like, nothing happens in this book at all. And other ones where it goes, because it goes into too much minutia of like, and the chair was made of this. And you're like, I don't care. And then there's other ones where it's just like, this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. And then there's too much going on.
I mean, it's again, Warhammer is a living, breathing universe. It's not a story arc necessarily. It's a ongoing war, and you know, we've not, you know, I don't think they've written, you know, they're not written the war's end really. Like it is only war. There is no end to the war. The war part two is only part two or part infinity of the war. In fact, took a tea break and then continued the war. Like it doesn't really. Like a lot of it again is like if it's like the Space Marines went to this corner and they battled that faction, and then they just about won with someone making great sacrifice at the end. Like I don't care much for that.
And to be fair, they got a lot of mileage out of 999.M41. There was a lot going on in that 1 year. We're gonna do a lot of stuff.
No, I mean
like M4212.
Just to like back it up, is like it's very hard to. There's not. Can anyone here think of any like franchise or any other thing they've seen recently where it's like it almost feels totally original? What I mean, like
probably
like,
a video game.
I'm not asking for total originality. I'm asking for fundamental organizations of your setting to not be Dune.
Well, I mean, it kind of is. They literally say it is inspired by that. Like, even the original creators, I know they're not there anymore, but like, they literally said it is that. This is the setting to sell models. That's what they said about it.
I don't mind inspiration, but I can say, like, this character I drew is inspired by Halo. If it's just the Master Chief with a Space Marine helmet on, I've not inspired anything. I've just
so to be honest, I still remember Cliff Bleszinski from Gears of War fame being like, we're the first people to put a chainsword on a gun. And I'm looking over to Warhammer like,
no.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
Also, no. Elder Scrolls is pretty original. Even if a lot of that is Michael Kirkbride's insane ramblings.
Played Expedition 33 yet?
I've not.
No, but I've heard you talk about it. Glowing reviews.
So good. So good. That's very pretty. It's French, so that's pretty original because it made me listen to a French thing and I would normally hate that.
I don't think I could think of was Brandon Sanderson's work on Stormlight Archive or what's the other one? I'm blanking. Oh my god. Mistborn, yeah, or things like that. Like, that feels original to like some it's taken the same ingredients, but it's definitely feels like its own thing, which I again
the endless universe feels pretty original to me.
Well, it's like Lord of the Rings, right? Like Tolkien said, there's a ton of inspiration from like Norse mythology, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't read Norse mythology and go, or like Lord of the Rings, go, yeah, this is just Norse mythology. You'd be insane. I the navigators don't even get to the name change bit. They're just navigators. It's the same thing. Still haven't changed that name.
Yeah, they're just the navigators. That's great.
I wonder if the people who own Frank Herbert's estate, they were like, we could sue. I wonder if they before that. We could get a few things. The next one there, though. Is it? I actually wondered, is there any more donors in between, maybe?
Because we could do some donations. So got one from Caleb Collin for two. Elf Simp, what's your fave copium? Also favorite VTuber? I think that's directed towards you, Colin.
They asked a question about elves and VTubers. I know where that one's directed. I don't know. My favorite copium is that the Eldar are always like the top three competitive armies. That keeps me going.
That keeps me like every
it happens, and I say to myself, yes, any day now they're gonna see these numbers and they're not just going to nerf them. There's gonna be a book, there's gonna be a release, there's gonna be something cool.
Don't worry, Colin, there's a Corsair book coming on. It'll be fine.
I don't really have a favorite VTuber. I like a couple different ones. I don't actually watch them that much, to be honest. I just bring it up because it's funny.
The meme is out, Wade.
I watch a few, but I'm not. I don't watch too many live streams. They all just live stream.
Oh. William Knight for $4.99. Thanks for the feet tier list. Turns out I don't have a foot fetish. Also, I was promised a green hat, Colin. No happy birthday for you. Also, Rob, this particular viewer has been congratulating Colin on his birthday every stream for the last 3 months.
Oh, nice. And
every birthday, which still is nice.
My birthday was in January for reference.
who did the feat tier list?
All of us. I suggested it, though, from the people's comments, to be fair. I'll own it.
Because I did one. I was just wondering if I was the only one.
No. You know,
I rated all the best feet in Age of Sigmar.
Nice.
We did Warhammer in the round.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's fun. You should. It's I have to update it. They've released a lot of feet recently.
What a beautiful sentence.
Wow.
So with such genuine excitement. I have to do that. It genuinely has to happen. Oh, okay, I'm not reading this one out, bro. This is Colin.
Let me take this bad one. Wait, what? This is
Nate.
Oh, just the name is what you're freaking out. I was reading the message. I was like, where's the where's the bad bit? But no, it's from Marathi's designated toilet.
Thank you.
So real.
He used to be Shark Boromir. What happened?
Well, he saw the light. On my way to Bretonnia, wish me luck, boys. Also, happy birthday, Colin. Yeah, I still got it. Well, I get the Skaven plushie. I kind of forgot that was a thing. Mm. I don't know. I might get the rat plushie. Why not?
Shalaxi's wettest gripper for two Canadian. There's a 6 or 7 Catan rest destroyers. Prick XOXO.
Wow. Do not play that. Set. Thank you for the $4.99 project for the boys. Make the lore crime server as an army system. As an army, any system will do with any addition. Oh, I'll make the lore crime server as an army. Any system will do with any addition. Interesting. Interesting. A whole war crimes codex.
Hollow network host for 10. Hot take. The Eldar should not be guard height and be the middle between marine and human. Slowly are the Eldar armor all the same. Their ways of where war are so different. They should be different like the Reapers. So basically they should be distinctly different from the guard and the space marines and stuff. Rather than just like we shoot shurikens rather than bullets.
They have some distinction at least, but yeah, you have a point. The armor should all be quite drastically different,
isn't it?
It kind of is. It's different enough. It's different enough for me personally.
I guess that's a personal taste thing.
Grungrivaldi Gurnison for $5.
Good name.
Nagash is all, and all are one in Nagash. Purge the soul thief. Urge the soul thief, Sigma. False.
So real. So real. Black coach, Mogs Archaon. I'm so glad you shared that information with me, Rob.
Such a good model, too.
Oh, no, I'm not. You almost got me there. I'm not doing
this. This is a funny one.
Wow.
Oh, I'll do it for the people, though. For the people. I will wear a green hat this week. €5 Thank you. For Hal. I love eating poop. It's delicious. I want it in my tummy. Document USA, cut that sample out for context for the unhinged Hal compilation. Thanks, man.
Wow.
For the people.
They're setting you up. They're setting you up. And Dad Bod Nap God for 5. Field World Space Marines makes more sense than excluding half the recruiting pool. I guess the Master of Mankind is dumb. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a bad father. We know that for sure. And that's coming from me, the guy who's always making excuses for the Emperor.
That's coming from me. I'm a terrible dad.
That's what I thought that was.
I don't even have kids. Yeah.
Or do you? And therefore you're a terrible father. Yeah.
I just give advice to other parents and I'm like, I have no credentials, but you should do this. And they're like, who are you? Like, yeah, it's fine.
What are you talking about?
I can't wait for them to make Lady Space Marines. I'm gonna kick my tootsies up. I'm gonna book a day off. I'm gonna get myself in a bathrobe, and I'm gonna go on Facebook for the first time in 2 years. Hello, boys.
Look, I'm going to get yelled at. I cannot put into words how little I care either way, whichever direction it goes.
Manda doesn't play space.
I'm going to sit there. I'm going to wait for the official decision, and it's going to enter my brain, and then I will go back to coping about the Eldar.
Yeah.
Like this,
it's a good life when you don't care about Imperial things.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Warhammer is already so scuffed, it wouldn't even matter at this point.
Lady Orcs, though. Big green titty lady orcs.
That's another place. That's another place. Blood Bowl reigns supreme.
Exactly.
Orc cheerleader.
Yeah, orc babe. That's what you mean.
I still like Space Marines. Space Marines are cool, but Xenos are cooler. So, but I like my warrior monks. I would like them to stay that way. And I love the Sisters of Battle. I think the Space Marines and Sisters of Battle should both remain.
I think we need more Sisters of Silence lore because they're really cool and they don't do anything with them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, should I read out another hot take? I've got one from the Beast. Mr. Beast. Not Beast of Beast.
Mr. Beast.
DJ Beast. That would be cringe. Like many have said, the prices are horrendous. A more personal issue is nobody playing any of the smaller scale Warhammer games in my city. I have the forces for a spearhead, but have nobody to play against. My Skaven are just hanging around. Same for if I want to spend and get a box of Kill Team. With no use for my Skaven, I've had to default to just using them for TTRPG games I run. Bonus take. They need to make paint taste better than pouring it on my food, and it tastes like shit. Non-oil exclusive.
It's an acquired taste, okay?
Where did the non-oil meme come from?
Called having a sophisticated palate?
You mongoloid. Yeah.
Like, where did it? Who's been munching the non-oil?
Well, the thing is, I saw something recently where it was someone talking about business. Like, what was it? I saw something recently where it was just like people paint and they lick the brush. Maybe it was peachy. They lick the brushes because it's like a kind of way to gauge how much water's in the brush or something.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I really want to do like a painting challenge between Louise and Peachy and be like, all right, you have this much time to paint this mini. Every time you lick your brush, you lose a point, and just see how like that like muscle memory in them like comes, and they go just like, because I think it's you shouldn't lick your brush, you should keep it in your water.
Bro, we're literally eating plastic paint. Like it is unhinged.
We have enough microplastics in our system as it is.
I need
eating
more.
The paint is not helping.
No. Look, plastic like takes like thousands of years to dissolve in the ocean, right? That means I'll be immortal. So it works.
I don't know. I don't know.
The paint licking side of it, I don't think that's our biggest concern.
Like, one of the things that happens is every Monday I do a show where I look at the event results from tournaments that have happened around the world. And if ever the results don't seem right, I'm like, I don't think they should be winning. That's weird. I always, and it's normally the US, I normally then Google the lead content of the water in that region. And there's like quite a correlation. So that's like, I just bring it up live on screen. I'm like, lead in Ohio. Okay. And then I close the tab. And it solves a lot of stuff. I think
buy a nice water filter if you live in America.
Yeah, I think paint is the least of our worries.
Probably better for you than American water at this point.
Why did the Tyranids have a 100% win rate in Flint, Michigan?
Brother in Christ. Do you have another one there, Andy, on the list? Or
there's one from Pyro. My hot take. Nerf Necrons. I hate Necrons. Not in lore. They're one of my favorites there. Are they probably somewhat balanced and I simply am bad at fighting them? Probably. Do I care? No.
It's real. That's real.
Their combat patrol makes me want to cry because their Doomstalker and Overlord have +4 invulnerability. Save is pain. And that Doomstalker can do crazy damage. I love having my general turn 1 obliterated because the funny Doomstalker decided no more synapse. Shadow in the Warp for me. Or fun for me. In normal games, they are also pain. Hypercrypt Legion makes me weep. Stop teleporting your units every 5 seconds and let me fight you, goddammit. Also, the monolith is insane because anytime I move, anything near that thing gets atomized. I'm happy that thing is $149. It punishes people for using it. Also, Catan shards are pain. Why can't they just do half all the damage and take an addition to very strong abilities? Who thought of that? I wish whenever I come up with a fun army list, my first question isn't, how do I handle Necrons? If that is the first thing that comes to my mind, maybe they need a nerf. Is this probably a skill issue of my end? I wouldn't be surprised, but I need to vent. That was a fun story.
I think it sounds like you need to have friends who play more armies than one. It sounds like you play Necrons way too much.
I have a friend who he plays Tyranids and Necrons. When he plays his Tyranids, it's like 50-50 if like either one of us will win. If he's playing his Necrons, it's like it's guaranteed that he's going to win because my shit gets sent to the Netherrealm because he has 2 huge cannons that sit at the back of the field and a Catan shard, and it just like it just like, it's just death. Honestly, like you can win in other ways, but in terms of just straight up shooting, like I don't know what even comes close to just. I mean, it rocks my world every time.
Have you tried getting good?
I mean, I win sometimes.
Classic. Eli going to the Dark Souls defense.
Back there, it feels crazy strong every time I use it. But also, every time I play against Custodes, I lose, and it's an awful experience. So
what you
I
should,
feel like Necrons aren't so bad.
What you should do is you should, every time you lose a match and against an army in some way, is make a video about how they suck and their lore is bad and they're dumb. Yeah. So people will know the good word. I've never done that, of course.
Really?
I would never do that.
Well, and Colin does the most prized content, such as the 10-hour Carl Franz summon the Electocamp video. Classic video.
It was 1 hour for it.
Oh, still, it felt like 10. But it was good. It was a good meme.
The last two here that we'll wrap up on, just obviously we're not going to hold anyone hostage here for hours, but we do appreciate everyone for giving so many of these like amazing comments. They are really, really appreciated, guys. And we did, obviously there are quite a few of them that were similar-ish in terms of like most people's complaints were like expensive, but
there's wonderful websites based in China that have very affordable Warhammer models.
Probably shouldn't be mentioning it just because that's what they get on top of.
He's not endorsing it. He's just saying that they're there. Isn't that interesting?
There's a website called War Table Games that exists. Just saying.
Well, now he's saying it. Anyway.
Oh, God. Oh no.
I'm not endorsing anything.
There's a comment here by Hal's alter count, which is really is not.
Sure thing, buddy.
Bad experience. I am, in some ways, the anti-Colin. Just as he hates Khorne and Bretonians because of playing against them, so I hate the Knife Ears. Back when I first discovered Rogue Trader, the only people who also played near me were the biggest, cheatiest, and entitled bastards you could find. The very embodiment of that guy. And they all played Knife Ears. Brackets, I was a boring Marine player at first. In addition to the standard underhanded tactics, see Auspex tactics video, in brackets, they are also whiny hypocrites. For example, when the Eldar first got Aspect Warriors and the freaking Avatar, brackets back before it was a joke, Marines got +1 toughness. And they threw endless tantrums about Marines' favoritism because of it. Brackets, this is pre-Matt Ward. So Marines were the Avatar would later become.
He still works there.
Really?
Yeah, he came back.
He writes loads of stuff. They just don't put his name on it.
What?
He did like the 8th edition Gathering Storm books and loads of stuff.
And that's not out of like, they just don't credit people anymore. It wasn't them being nice.
He does loads of stuff.
That's
He's good. A nice guy.
I didn't know that. Yeah. He's my goat. I love Matt Ward.
Get him on next time. And it goes on, apparently. Oh, and speaking of that burning douche, they also claim that laser weapons count as heat weapons, so it's immune to them as well, because physics. Yes, they killed cat girls. As I said, they were all that guys. It's also not just Warhammer. Knife Ears were the normal go-to choice for the cheating power-playing douche in practically every game I've played. So yeah, well, I hate Knife Ears as much as Colin hates Khorne and the French.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. Eldar have had a track record of being very OP on the tabletop.
Yeah.
But they have no lore that is good. So just let us
have something. All I can say is I did a video a day on Eldar lore for a month. Did anyone watch it? No, but it's there if you want to watch it.
All of the Eldar fans did watch it, Andy.
Yeah, all 10 of them. It was great.
all fans docking together. Last one here by Grail Mike, # screw Aberash. Hot take. I think GW hasn't made the tabletop bad enough. I think they should make some of the minis horrible and some of the minis beautiful while being released at the same date and in the same army, I think. Some factions rules should be so broken brackets, only Bretonnia and Space Marines, that they physically can't lose, and some should be so bad that eating your opponent's minis will be less painful. I think all GW minis should be at a minimum $100, and I think that should be a rule that if you paint your mini too well, then you can't shower. Wow. I'm a law guy. Mandatory Bretonnia reference. Wow.
Thanks, Mike.
For that. That's
really,
awesome.
Really a hero.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Does anyone have like a proper mini like they think is really ugly in like the current ranges that people
Gulliman?
You think he's ugly as a mini?
Yeah, I have some Vespid, some old OG Vespid. They're ugly, but I love them. I think they're an amazing model.
And these I kind of hate Chaos Spawn at the moment. Ooh. One of them is kind of has a cool face. The other one looks goofy. like the Chaos Spawn is like it is severely outdated.
My internet just dropped.
Oh no, you're still here.
I'm still here.
Don't worry, Colin. We got you.
Everything started loading for me for a second, and no one was talking. I was very confused.
Yeah, I just think the Chaos Spawn model, like, and the fact they made Chaos Spawn kind of good at the moment in basically so many armies, like, why? Everyone's just running around with these ugly models in the moment, and, like, not in a cool way.
Mine is the Wood Elf Beast Pack you can buy for the old world, because it is 10 different wild animals that remember the Fallen Toys R Us, but I can go to Walmart, buy something the same size and slap it on a base.
It's a good kit. That's a good kit.
I appreciate, the classics are available. I always think like these old models should be in some way available to get, but
it's terrible. Have you seen the Mounted Yeoman?
Those are
you know it's a bad when there's a chuckle that goes like, oh, afterwards. Then it's like, oh, we all know.
There's a lot of ugly Lord of the Rings models as well. I have a lot of ugly Lord of the Rings models, but they have charm.
The old Elariel, which looks like the 80s dress and the butterfly wings?
You should see the old Marathi model.
Just checked, by the way, $79 for the Mounted Yeoman.
I love the 30-year-old models for a new. It's so crazy.
Oh my gosh. That's a crime, probably in 3 states. It's that ugly. Although I think if we might wrap up with like any more donors there, Andy.
That's all we got.
Oh, perfect. I think though, again, everyone, thank you guys so much for all your all the comments. Everyone who basically gave all the things in Discord, we appreciate it. Obviously, if you wish to be featured in upcoming episodes, join the Discord. Literally, we will be reading your things. We will be reacting to memes that make fun of us every single day.
Cropping our faces onto many different characters.
Quite a few of those. It's hard for us to not see them.
Maybe we will see the fourth pregnant Colin meme. We will see.
The fact that there are 4 iterations of a pregnant drawing of Colin is
I keep getting drawn pregnant. I don't get it, but I also can't stop anyone.
It's modern art,
is it? Well, it's modern.
Life finds a way. And so does creative.
Don't Jeff Goldblum my pregnancy art. Don't do that. Don't say that.
Wow.
I was going to say, I think you were about to beat me to it, though. Thank you very much, Rob, for joining us today.
I'm really appreciative, and I feel very honoured. So thanks very much. You've all been wonderful to spend time with.
It's a bit of a silly pod, to say the least. It's a bit scattershot and a bit all over the place, especially an episode like this. But before we wrap it up, did you want to mention any of the things? I know you've got the new channel, The Honest Heresy. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
yeah, that's cool. Go check that out if you want. That's fine. Or don't. I don't care.
Do you go check it
no
out?
No one else is going to read the Heresy rulebook. It's just me. Like, as we proved earlier, no one wants to read a rulebook, and that's it.
I must ask my question.
Yes.
The most important question that I ask every guest.
Okay.
So, what's your favorite Call of Duty Zombies map?
Oh, I not played Call of Duty.
We haven't got a good answer for this in like six guests. Red was probably the only person who's given us an answer. Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I have another attribute to this as well.
All right.
Okay, Rob.
God damn it.
Oh my gosh. I already know what this is.
It's a would you rather kind of thing, but you get the ability to do a double jump. So one jump and then like Mario in midair, jump.
Yep.
But every time you do the second jump, you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Are you taking it?
I'm in. Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Why would you not take the
DK was the only one who said no to that. Why wouldn't you? Like, how often do you need to double jump?
Yeah, I don't often need to double jump. But I do often shit myself. So I'm only really gaining in this situation. Yeah.
If you hit by like a truck, a double jump where you shit yourself is a better alternative than splat.
No, all I'm seeing here is a future where I'm gaining something. I've already got the negative stat. So I'm just winning.
I didn't really like ponder this before, but like, if you were like had really like your guts are like feeling really bad that you ate like terrible food or something, you literally could double jump and like evacuate.
Dude, if you're worried about accuracy, just like do it at night, go to a ditch, and you know, then you won't ass blast all over your toilet.
And you can also use it offensively, right? Like, I see like some right people and I just double jump over them and shit on their heads. Like,
also, I like the idea that you could go to the doctor and you're like, right, you're coming up to that age now, got to have the prostate exam. Please go to the gymnasium, and then we'll be ready for you.
Have you seen like the 2003 Clone Wars cartoon made by the same guy who animated Samurai Jack?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe not.
I've seen most of it.
Well, it's really good, but in it, General Grievous is like flying all over the place because it's the most insane fighting choreography. And you can just do what he did. You're just like backflipping midair, except you know you're shitting all over them.
And then in the live action, they're like, "Grievous is too OP. We need to give him asthma." That'll do.
Can we? Blaze Shirt Music in the chat says Hal just wants to justify him pooping his pants.
Wow! Absolutely.
I'll do and it on that note,
thank you everyone for listening, watching. Obviously, please subscribe, all that good stuff. If you made it at the end of the episode, there's no reward. You endured like the terrible would you rather question. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Rob, again for coming along to this somewhat of a journey. We'll see you guys all in the next one. Peace.
Bye-bye,
everyone. Bye.
Love you.